USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is now free from jail. He was released from federal prison in Colorado after his sentence for trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat was commuted by President Trump. The president spoke to reporters at Joint Base Andrews about commuting the 14-year prison sentence of his former Celebrity Apprentice contestant.
Very far from his children. They're going to high school now. They rarely get to see their father.
The president has also pardoned a former NYPD commissioner who lied about his taxes while trying to become Homeland Security Secretary.
I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who's had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
Also, the president granted clemency to financier Michael Milken, who pleaded guilty for violating U.S. securities laws. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A latecomer to the Democratic field of the White House candidates for 2020 has surged in recent polls. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After days of attacks by other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31%, Bloomberg with 19%, Joe Biden third at 15%. At a Monday night rally, Sanders said of Bloomberg,
"You are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk."
Bloomberg's now qualified for Wednesday night's debate in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 165 points, the S&P 500 down 10, and the Nasdaq up a point and a half. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's good news after a driver was injured in the final lap of the Daytona 500. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is awake and talking after surviving a horrific crash on the last lap of the Daytona 500 late Monday. Corey LaJoie finished eighth and was involved in the accident. He shares with ABC's Good Morning America a view from his vantage point.
I didn't even know who I hit because you're concentrating on trying to get a good finish, and nobody realizes how fast 200 miles an hour is or how light or how uncontrollable these cars are when you get out of shape. So I didn't even know who I hit or what the extent of the crash was until after I got out of the infield care center. So it was until somebody told me that Ryan, they took him straight to the hospital, I was obviously nervous.
Jurors who will decide the fate of former movie producer Harvey Weinstein ended their first day of deliberations without a verdict. The panel spent about 5 hours discussing the case behind closed doors. Judge James Burke gave final instructions to the jury, 7 men and 5 women, and defined each of the 5 felony counts of rape and sexual assault against Weinstein before sending them to weigh the case. The charges stem from 2 accusers who say they were assaulted by Weinstein years ago. If convicted, the 67-year-old faces life in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.